probing the diffuse Lyman alpha emission on cosmological scales, Li alpha emission intensity mapping using the complete SDSSIV EBOR survey, by Xiaojing Lin et al. Based on the Sloan Digital Sky Survey Data Release 16, we have detected the large-scale structure of Li alpha emission in the universe at redshift Z equals 2⁻³.5 by cross-correlating quasar positions and Li alpha emission imprinted in the residual spectra of luminous red galaxies. We apply an analytical model to fit the corresponding Li alpha surface brightness profile and multipoles of the redshift space quasar Li alpha emission cross-correlation function. The model suggests an average cosmic Li alpha luminosity density of 6.6 to 3.1 carat plus 3.3 times 10 to the 40 erges 1 cmpc3, or approximately 2 sigma detection with a median value about 8⁻⁹ times those estimated from deep narrowband surveys of Li alpha emitters at similar redshifts. Although the low signal-to-noise ratio prevents us from a significant detection of the Li alpha forest Li alpha emission cross-correlation, the measurement is consistent with the prediction of our best fit model from quasar Li alpha emission cross-correlation within current uncertainties. We rule out the scenario that these Li alpha photons mainly originate from quasars. We find that Li alpha emission from star-forming galaxies, including contributions from that concentrated around the galaxy centers and that in the diffuse Li alpha emitting halos, is able to explain the bulk of the Li alpha luminosity density inferred from our measurements. Ongoing and future surveys can further improve the measurements and advance our understanding of the cosmic Li alpha emission field. This was probing the diffuse Lyman alpha emission on cosmological scales, Li alpha emission intensity mapping using the complete SDSSIV EBOR survey, by Xiaojing Lin et al.